Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Hey, Doug, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
I'm great. Rick, how are you?
I'm good. For our listening studio audience, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, sure. Doug Champion. I manage the IBM relationship globally for Talos, and I'm based in Dallas, Texas, and been with the company about six and a half years.
Awesome. Well, as you know the purpose of the podcast is to talk about a particular topic or question. And the question that's on the table today that I want to ask you is compliance important when driving GDE sales? What are your thoughts?
I think it's incredibly important. And that's one of the beautiful things about encryption in general. Usually, if we do have an audience, we do have some interest. There's a very good reason for that interest. So I would behoove people to do a little homework before their calls and understand the regulations that might apply to the company they're talking to, the people they're talking to, whether it's financial institution, PCI would come into play. If it's healthcare, it's going to be HIPAA. GDPR applies to everybody nowadays, Shrimps too. So there's no shortage of regulations out there that you should be aware of coming into your conversation so you can tailor your questions in a way it's going to get a good response.
Do you have to be an expert in compliance to have that conversation?
You really don't. If you look at all the different compliance, issues that I just laid out there, they're pretty straightforward. They require X, Y, and Z when it comes to data protection. You just need to map that to our solutions, right? So it doesn't have to be super complex, especially on the first couple calls. But as you go through the conversations and you gather the information, you can bring this, subject matter experts that really understand those things better than you need to know on your first call and really tailor those responses.
When you're looking at the actual decision maker or buyer in a compliance-related conversation, is the budget typically coming out of the security budget, or is there a separate compliance budget that might be funding the purchase of a GDE environment?
I've seen both, really. I've seen this driven from the board level, and we've seen those deals close very quickly. We had another gigantic deal that we did in Europe last year, strictly around Shrimps 2, that came out of the security budget. So it kind of just depends on the structure of the company and what the mandates are from the board all the way down to mid-level. So it just really depends.
And when it comes to these compliance requirements or regulations, what sort of penalties are customers kind of facing? Is it just, I'm just getting a traffic ticket if I'm not in compliance? Is it just a strike against my company, or is it something more severe? What sort of penalties could our customers face if they're found to be out of compliance?
Well, they could be massive. GDPR is based on a percentage of revenue. So you think about a company that's doing a $1 billion company, which is not even a huge company. 1% of that is a pretty large number, right? So it just depends on which regulation it is, but the fines could be absolutely massive. And the loss of reputation, all the other things that go along with the breach, the cost and the penalty could be very, very substantial.
And then is that taken into account when you're talking about things like return on investment?
Absolutely. You don't have to spend a whole lot to be proactive and make sure your data is encrypted. So there's a lot of bad guys out there. They're out there trying to mine for sensitive data and monetize it, right? The best thing to do is be proactive and encrypt the data and put controls in place of who has access to what data under what conditions, and you should be able to sleep better at night.
Fantastic. Are there any last minute thoughts before we bring this episode to a close?
No, I would just say just do your homework before you go into those first initial calls. Understand what industry they're in, understand where they're located, and you will find some compliance angles to just discuss with your customers. So just do a little homework before the first call.
Awesome. Thanks, Doug. And thanks again for taking 5 with GDE.
Thank you, Rick. Have a good day.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking 5 with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for taking 5 with GDE.